Welcome back to the Anxious Tradeswoman podcast, where I, your host, Louise Azzopardi, share what I've learned through the years, through the tears, so you don't have to. This is episode 42, and in this episode, we are talking about shame and dismantling shame. This episode is proudly sponsored by J9, who supply period products for all different purposes and comforts. And I didn't think of a better episode for this podcast because, you know, from very young, women are taught to be shamed and feel shameful about their periods. So, I digress. So, shame. What I mean by shame is that it's kind of like a mixture of embarrassment and guilt. When something happens and you think, oh my god, no one can know about this. Oh my god, I've done this. This is so stupid. I am so embarrassed by this. What have I done? No one's going to hire me if they know I've done this. No one wants to be my friend if they know if I've done this. I have to make sure nobody knows. So if you're telling yourself those kinds of things about a situation or something about you, and you're feeling that mixture of like embarrassment and guilt, and it can be really strong, and you feel the need to make yourself small, invisible, and for other people to not know what has happened or this situation. Now, this can come up in so many different things. I was going to refer to it as lighter things or heavier things, but depending on your situation can, you know, that's a matter of opinion, light and heavy. But it can be from things like, oh my god, I made this really, really stupid mistake and I should not, like, oh, no one can know about this. This is ridiculous. This is so embarrassing. No one can know about this. Oh my god. To the shame. So I'm going to talk about my situation. I think I spoke about this in workplace relationships as well. This situation where I hooked up with another apprentice when I was an apprentice. And I felt so much shame about that. I was telling myself things like, you're the reason, you know, why people think women get into the trades, like, is to hook up with guys, like, look at what you've done, how embarrassing, you've ruined things for everyone. And this feeling was so heavy. And the thing about shame is if you have an underlying mental health condition, such as anxiety or depression or anything else. I thought I had anxiety and depression. Turns out I've got premenstrual dysphoric disorder. So these stories, this situation and this shame of, oh my god, no one can know about this, how embarrassing, this is infecting my whole career, that fed into my mental health and pushed me to the point where I was pretty much suicidal, that this was so heavy. And if you are feeling suicidal, this has brought up any thoughts for you, please make sure that you are safe. There are services such as TX, Lifeline. Please call someone if you need any help or support. So with this, we want to kick shame in the ass, because sometimes shame is brought on by society's expectations. And so often the things that we are being shamed about or feeling shame for, we're not the only one in the world that has experienced this, which tends to be what our brain tells us when we are feeling shame. No one can know about this. Like, no one's ever done this. You've made the worst mistake ever, kind of thing. When we are talking, like when we're talking to ourselves, we say these things, and it can become really, really isolating, which, you know, can, you know, that anxiety of like, who knows, who knows, who knows, and that kind of depressive state of, no one can know about this, I need to be on my own, I need to be on my own, everyone leave me alone, where you're isolated, and it can bring you really, really down. And then, yeah, like I said, if you have an underlying mental health condition, it can feed that as well. So that is what shame is. It's so exciting. Woo! Most people feel it. I felt it, like I said, for a very, very long time, to the point where it kind of drove me into that worst state of mind. And I've seen it come up with different clients, different people, different friends. And especially if you are in a situation with a non-disclosure agreement. And for those who don't know, a non-disclosure agreement is something that a company might get you to sign if you've gone through a situation there and they don't want you to talk about it. say as if you have experienced sexual harassment, bullying, if you've reported something, they're like, okay, you cannot talk about this, sign a non-disclosure agreement. So then that limits you to who you can talk about, who you can talk to it about. There are lots of confidential areas that you can talk about this. So to dismantle shame, pretty much the thing that kills shame is talking about it, because shame is telling you that you're alone and no one can ever know. But once someone knows and you're not alone, shame kind of dies. And most of the time, if you are confiding in the right person, they will help you dismantle it. They'll help you take the edge off if it's a really good friend. So in the space where you want somewhere confidential to talk about this, you can, like, my service as a coach is confidential. A counsellor, a psychologist, a GP. Well, GP is really good, especially if it's a health condition, because then you can actually get help with that as well. Like, they're all confidential services. And then you've got those people that you can confide in. Your close friend, a parent, a sibling. If you're a parent, I wouldn't tell you to go to your kids. Like, I've had my parents confide things in with me, and I'm like, bro, I love you, but you need to talk to a friend or someone your own age about this. Like, I don't need to know that about you. But I digress. And if you're a parent and you do tell your kid lots of things, like, no shame in that. Just, you know, keep an eye on what, like, who you tell, and make sure you're telling them for the right reason, the right purpose, so you can get support. And so often, so I have had situations where people have signed non-disclosure agreements, and, you know, someone has spoken about their non-disclosure agreement. And even hearing that makes you feel less alone. And you haven't had to break your non-disclosure agreement. You can even Google and go onto different forums or listen to different podcasts about people who are in your situation. You don't even have to tell them. But it's kind of that, you know, when your brain is telling you, you are alone, this has only ever happened to you, there is evidence and facts that it hasn't. There are people talking about it on the internet. And honestly, if something's happened to you, you can Google it, and somebody else on the internet has done it, because, you know, everyone's done everything. Unfortunately, there's not too many original ideas. There's just original ways of thinking about them. Not only, but yes, they can be original ideas. But most things that you feel shame about, someone else has done them, and they probably posted it on the internet somewhere. For example, for my thing where I had hooked up that guy in first year and I felt so much shame about that, once I started telling that story, girls were like, oh yeah, that's happened to me. Oh my God, this guy, I thought he was the love of my life, turned out to be such a douchebag. Like, it happens to other people, and that's not a problem. Like, and then they laugh about it. They're like, you're like, oh my God, I'm not alone. They're like, yeah, this guy was a dickhead. Was your guy a dickhead? And I'm like, yeah, he was a dickhead. And that shame is just like, sorry for sighing into your ear if you're listening to this in earbuds, but you know, like, that feeling that, like, it's not just me. It isn't just you. For different situations, yeah. So recapping. Shame is that feeling of, like, a mixed feeling of guilt and embarrassment, where you're telling yourself things along the lines that I'm the only one that's ever been through this, no one can ever know about this. And to dismantle that, you want to break that. You want to disprove your mind. So you can either look up different situations, you can Google podcasts, you can just Google situations if you don't feel comfortable talking about it. You can go to a confidential service such as a coach, psychologist, mental health hotline. You can talk to someone on there, or you can confide in a close friend to talk and dismantle what is going on. You can find different communities. So in my Facebook community, which is Tradeswomen Owning Their Power, you can post anonymously. And I really like that function, because you can get feedback from other people. And people can be like, oh yeah, me too. Like, you know, the Me Too, that's a whole movement in itself. But it's so powerful for dismantling the shame of saying, you know, that's happened to me too. You're not alone. It's not your fault. You know, there's, you know, taking responsibility and then blaming yourself, which are two different things. But if someone has done something to you, it's not your fault in that situation. So that's a whole nother topic, not disregarding anyone who's been down that path, but it's not what we're talking about right now. So Shane, we want to talk about it to dismantle it. Confidential services are awesome. I'm getting repetitive. So I spoke about this episode's sponsor, which is J9, and J9, you can find their online shop where you can find products that offer relief from your menstrual cycle stuff. So if you have endo, you've got PCOS, and different self-care things. So you've got your standard necessities, your pads, your cups, your period underwear, you can get them on there. But you can get your supplements, you can get your teas, you can get heat packs, anything that really makes you feel comfortable on your period. So I do have a code for you, Louise10, for 10% off your first purchase. Periods don't need to be shameful. They're literally the reason why the human race exists, which makes me think it's so ridiculous that it ever was. So jump on, get your products if these do interest you. Excuse me. So, sorry for that intermission, but go on, code Louise10 for 10% off. And you know, if you do need any help or support with anything, please reach out to me. You can contact me through my website, which is louiseasaparty.com. You can hit me up on Instagram at louiseasapartycoaching. You can join the Facebook community, which is tradeswomen owning their power. And if no one has told you today, which I'm stealing from Mel Robbins because she says this, if no one's told you today, I believe in you. I know that you are enough. You are enough. And you can do awesome and amazing things. And, you know, in the theme of shame, you are not alone. I have made plenty of mistakes, so you probably share a lot of them with me. So you're not alone. Have an amazing day, and I'll talk to you later.